This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, you need to listen to what I'm going to tell you right now, just at the outset. I want you to start girding your mind, your soul, your very being for what's coming. We got the midterms coming up, and we got the presidential election coming up. And when back in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, it was a different Democratic Party. Then with the advent of Clinton, and then, of course, with Obama, everything began to shift. It used to be the Democrats and the Republicans, they sort of wanted the same thing, they just had a different path to get there. That is not the case now at all. Now, the Republicans just like being in office. The Democrats want complete and total control of each and every aspect of your life. So when it comes to politicians, you as a citizen have to put aside any mistaken notion of loyalty and obligation. You owe no politician anything at all. They owe you. So you have to put aside notions of sentimentality and rigorously evaluate each candidate based on his or her, or if it's Z or Z, they're disqualified at the get-go. As to their potential to defeat the Democrat and for his or her potential to govern like one of the gut people that govern by the consent. As opposed to, say, a Bush. And this may mean that you have to discard past favorites, including ones you like, including the ones you think are the good guys. But you have to make the analysis and act on your objective feelings. And if you vote based on your feels versus being objective about it, you're going to end up feeling bad. Now, Trump may run again. And my contention is that he won't just waltz to the nomination. And he shouldn't. He shouldn't be allowed to do that. None of them should. He needs to earn it by proving he's the best. I'm a Trump supporter. This is no slight against any other Trump supporter. But there's some people that find this problematic. Right now, Donald Trump's improving poll numbers compared to the guy that's currently occupying the office. Looking at this, he sees what's written in the tea leaves. It's more likely that he's going to run again in 2024. And there are people who think that might not be such a great idea. Now, when I say some people then go, well, who are these people? And it's just what I hear. It's just what I'm hearing out there. I don't know if that's a majority, a minority, whatever it is. And these are not necessarily anti-Trump people. They're all pro-Trump, and they supported him. But we all have to wonder if he's going to be the best candidate in 2024. We all should be wondering that. And if Trump does win the nomination, if he proves to be the best and wins the nomination, I will support him. Tooth and nail. And it's clearly not a question of Trump at all, except to the extent that there seems to be some faction that thinks we owe the ex-president for what was manifestly an unfair election process in 2020. A lot of that has to do with the fact that he was an inexperienced party leader, because he knew what was coming, but he did not know how to articulate it to the rank and file. So nobody in the GOP prepared the legal battleground for the electoral challenges to the shenanigans that the party should have seen coming. But we do not owe him. He's a politician. He owes us. There's a lot of criticism that comes from just using the word politician with Trump. And he is a politician. He does politics. What people mean is he's not a typical politician. And is not the one who manifests the greed and chubbiness associated with most politicians. And that is a fact, but he is maybe running for office, so he's a politician. And our ruthless rules need to apply to him as well. And that means there is only one issue. Is Trump the most likely to win, and will he govern best? And the problem here that we have is human nature. People tend to not hold those they like to a rigorous standard, and Trump needs to be held to one. He did amazing things in the face of incredible unjust opposition. The most effective and important president since Reagan. And history may record a similar impact from his one term or possibly two. But he messed some things up, too. He missed opportunities. He trusted establishment hacks and shafted friends, and he started unnecessary fights. But you know what? Nobody's perfect. Look at the disaster that was Bush 2. But we need to ask if Trump is right for 2024. Has he learned? He needs to make that case, and if he does, he'll get everyone on our side support. Because there is no meaningful Never Trump contingent left in the GOP. And when the Beltway cowgirl and her minion, Adam Kinzinger, get booted from office next time, there's going to be even fewer then. I wonder what the MSNBC bookers are going to do looking for an actual in-office Republican to be the obligatory conservative who nods along with the left on intern management guru Jar Scarborough's panel. But saying this makes some people mad, and that's understandable. Being a Trump voter means you have been incredibly abused, and it's not unreasonable for you to assume that everything is an attack. But remain clear-eyed if you can. Analyze the strengths and weaknesses, and realize that this is not an attack. It's not an attack on you. It's not an attack on Trump. It is simply a fact. We need the best candidate, whoever that is. And the right guy may be Trump. I'll go in for him again, wholeheartedly, if he's the nominee. It's always amusing to be labeled a never-Trumper. If you point out that he has to earn the nomination. I call lots of other people never-Trumpers. The bottom line here, though, we no longer can demand something that will do, that we can live with. We have to demand the best. And Trump himself is a big advocate of that, and he's not afraid to compete, which is very telling. It's very telling of the fact that this man has no fear, which makes him a very dangerous political operator. Which may be enough to make him the best. No sentimentality needed or allowed. If Trump is the best, I'm good. Cool. And if not, then it's thanks. And next. And it's not about him. It's about the country. It comes down to this. Being president is not a popularity contest. Being president means that you are assuming the helm of the biggest superpower, the most successful country to ever be on the rock. It is not a job for the weak at heart. It is not a job for the senile, and it should never be allowed to be done by the corrupt. They're not there to give you your freedom. They're there to safeguard it. Right now, what you have in place is a bunch of people that look at your freedom as something in the way. So we deserve the best. We deserve the cream of the crop. We deserve everything the Founding Fathers envisioned for us. But we do have to go and get it, and we have to make the right call. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is confined to the brig right now. Because, to put it in the Marine speak, he would not STFU about holding leaders accountable. And in truth, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, should be being held accountable. as should all of them be being held accountable. The fact that he's the only one being held accountable, while it is an aberration of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, it is in keeping with the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And to get out there, and I don't know if he was testing the waters or what he was doing. As a NCO when I was in the military in the 80s, I would not have done what he did. I would have waited till I got out of the military. He could have resigned his commission and come out and done whatever he wanted to do. But even after you resign your commission, depending on certain things, you may still be held accountable. So this is one of the crosses you bear when it comes to serving in the military. Now, he will be looked at by a military judge. And for those of you who think this order of him being confined is petty and disgusting and an overreach, it's codified in the UCMJ. You don't do that. But it's not often that a point like Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's, that some of the most senior military leaders in charge are found wanting, is so quickly validated. The other day we had Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Chairman JCS Milley, and CENTCOM's General McKenzie. They all made his point in their own words that they're not being held accountable. Nor, apparently, will they resign in disgrace by holding themselves accountable for the greatest military defeat in American battlefield history. And it is, indeed, that simple. And special note to General Milley, invoking your dad in Iwo, you know, a little self-serving there, sir. You know, I look at you and I can see the defeat in your face. I can see it in your eyes. There's nothing steely-eyed about you, sir. And you're getting out there and resorting to things like that. Somebody that's KIA in the middle of combat. That's a tell, sir. For those of you who've never served in the military, you finally get to see what many in uniform have seen. And there is one thing worse than an arrogant, pompous general, and that is an ignorant, arrogant, pompous general. Now, if you saw them being grilled by certain people, Josh Hawley was pretty good, Matt Gaetz is pretty good at it, you got to see the fear and flop sweat, which was very visible as they watched their carefully constructed Washington edifice of performance crumble and turn to dust in a bipartisan fashion during Senate and House hearings. Now, life will go on, but as those being left behind enemy lines tell their stories of suffering in perhaps unimaginable ways, the devil's brew created by our feckless American leaders will fester and boil over. Leave no one behind is a U.S. military holy writ. And now, in a blink of an eye, that has become a hollow pledge because of these three cats and the way they executed. Now, right now, they're all saying, well, you know, we did advise President Biden that we shouldn't do this. Did you? What about all those field commanders that were out there that were just boiling over with what you were telling them to do? What about those guys? Do they count? Did you listen to them? In combat operations, you have field commanders who are feeding information to a rear element, which is then looking at that sort of like a chessboard and making a call, a decision, based upon what they see in the overview. If they see somebody's position being overrun, they're looking for air support. They're looking for reinforcements on the ground. They're looking for something. But if they don't have that, then they have to make an appropriate call doing this. But the one setting the tone and feeding the real-time intel is the field commander. And apparently they were disregarded too. The other Afghan issue is the logic of 20 years of combat being turned on its head. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is calling for full, transparent public accountability covering the self-serving buffoonery of many during the 20-year span of senior commanders. A lot of careerism, a lot of careers were made out of this. A lot of people just got into a position where they got to build a life based upon their involvement in this. Whenever you would see a military member that had stayed in one place for so long that he had planted the azaleas and now they were full grown and in bloom, you knew he was a careerist. When you're that in the military, you should not have roots. Let's put it that way. You have home and you have where you're at. And while you're in the Army, your home is the Army. The consequences we've created in Afghanistan are not going to go away. Because if the basic argument for staying the course was that we have to fight Islamic crazy fanatical killers there so they do not come here, meaning U.S. and Western Europe, then the Biden administration just gave them billions and billions of nasty, deadly weapons, and they can still come here. Way to go. Both Milley and McKenzie, the top U.S. military commander in the Middle East, acknowledged that while no U.S. troops remain on the ground in Afghanistan, neither the war on terror nor the war in Afghanistan is over. McKenzie also said he was not confident in the U.S.'s ability to prevent ISIS and Al-Qaeda from using Afghanistan as a launch pad for terrorist activity in the future. Well, no kidding. Milley said he believes U.S. credibility has been damaged after the U.S. withdrawal, which triggered the withdrawal of all NATO allied troops stationed in Afghanistan alongside Americans. Well, that's because NATO is America. You know, when we've been training with NATO, those guys there, they didn't train. In the 80s, they didn't train. When I trained with the Bundeswehr in Germany, their armored personnel carriers were polished. They were shiny. Everything was pristine. That's because it never got used. It never came out of the motor pool. They didn't have to because we were doing it. Milley said, I think our credibility with allies and partners around the world and with adversaries is being intensely reviewed by them to see which way this is going to go. And I think that damage is one word that could be used. Yes. Understatement much? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with congressional Democrats on Friday as they tried to come to an agreement on two different bills. After the meeting, the president said the timeline of getting the bills done isn't important.
Back to party, 50-50, I got it.
Progressive caucus leader Pramila Jayapal spoke about the meeting.
The president said we're going to get both bills done, and in order to get the best done, we have to get this agreement on the reconciliation.
The larger infrastructure plan is what moderate Democrats are objecting to. She indicated the $3.5 trillion plan would have to be trimmed to get the deal done. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has denied a request by New York City teachers challenging a mandate that all public school staff must be vaccinated against COVID-19. She declined to refer the case to the full U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News. During a bipartisan hearing on Thursday, Facebook executives were asked about the harmful effects of Instagram on children. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Democrat Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts.
Facebook is just like big tobacco, pushing a product that they know is harmful to the health of young people, pushing it to them early. Also, Facebook can make money.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee slams the executives for knowing the harm it is creating.
You knew this was there. You knew it was there, but you didn't do anything about it.
Heritage Foundation fellow Kara Frederick on Fox News says this could force lawmakers to alter Section 2. 230 that provides immunity from civil liabilities to social media platforms.
Early on, lawmakers were saying giving kids an Instagram or a Facebook product is like giving them a lit cigarette and hoping that they stay addicted for life. I saw nothing that changed my mind about that in this hearing yesterday.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News. Gun Owners News Hour. I only say that just a bunch. Should have that down by now, shouldn't I? The ethical corruption of the national media. Which, let me tell you something. The national media is supposed to be doing what you don't do. It is impossible for you to be in place to watch politicians as they do what they do and then hold their feet to the fire by blurting it out to the rest of the nation. That's what the media is supposed to do. The media is also supposed to look at certain things and just, tell us what happened during the day. Along the way came the human interest story. A lot of things that are out there now, a lot of the filler and everything, this all started out innocuously. And now, because we have a 24-hour news cycle, it is a necessary component simply because a lot of this hard news becomes repetitive. But the corruption of the national news media has extended to a degree that once would have seemed unimaginable. We were exposed to yet another remarkable example with the reporting on the long-awaited audit of the 2020 presidential election results in Arizona. Widespread election fraud had been suspected in Maricopa County, the largest in the state, and the state legislature authorized a thorough forensic investigation. And a draft of the election report was leaked to the press last week, and every news outlet quickly released selectively chosen details. And the message was straightforward. The audit proved that Joe Biden had actually won the state's presidential election by even more than originally reported, and thoroughly discredited charges of election fraud. While the audit did not find a hand recount of all the original ballots did widen his margin by several hundred votes. They deliberately and steadfastly ignored that and left unreported the most critical results of the draft audit. Because included among those original ballots, the most comprehensive election audit ever conducted established the following. One, more than 23,000 mail-in votes were cast under voter IDs from people who should not have received their ballots by mail because they had moved. Two, 10,000 voters cast ballots in more than one county. Three, more than 9,000 mail-in ballots were returned and counted that had been mailed out, then had been mailed out to registered voters. Those first three are pretty damning. Four, thousands of official results, did not match those who voted. And thousands more were cast in person in the name of those who had moved out of state. Five, logs and data files related to the election had been deliberately erased from the election management system server in violation of law. Six, thousands of original ballots were duplicated more than once. Seven, auditors were never provided required chain of custody documentation for the ballots, causing increased ambiguity regarding the accuracy of the election result. Seven, none of the various systems related to the election had numbers that would balance and agree with one another. Eight, Maricopa County officials actively interfered with the audit, withheld subpoenaed items, and refused to answer questions that are normally standard in such audits. I don't even know why they got to put out a result. Because none of that tells me what the result is the news is putting out there. These and innumerable other irregularities were clearly identified and discussed in detail throughout the 114-page draft audit, but the mainstream press focused on a single paragraph. They reported a slight difference in hand recount of the original ballots and included a large number of apparently fraudulently cast votes. Details of the audit will be sent to the Arizona Attorney General for possible criminal prosecution. And a number of recommendations are on the way to the state legislature seeking laws to eliminate widespread election fraud. See, what's been going on in various states is, and I don't really know the answer to this, because nobody has explained to me what happens if they were to take an election 9 months after this guy's been sworn in and say, you know what, this was not actually correct. This was fraudulent. This was, we have to decertify this. We have to decertify this result. Nobody's ever explained to me how you do that. And that becomes pretty important in this little thing we got going on, this little drama. The purpose of this forensic audit was not to overturn the 2020 election, but to prevent future election corruption that was rampant in Maricopa County and elsewhere last year. And the news media reported none of this. This is why I say we got to look. We got to make sure that Trump is wired up this time. He needs some people that are not from the swamp, but still know what they're doing. That's going to be hard to find. That's going to be hard to find, because the reason you go with the swamp creatures sometimes is because they do know how to go to negotiate certain channels, but you can never trust them. You can never trust them. It's like trusting a snake. So, it's quite the conundrum. In 2000, the presidential election between Bush and Gore was extended for weeks by seven Democrat appointees on the rogue Florida Supreme Court. And the media, which had done all they could to manipulate the reporting on Election Day by falsely declaring the swing state's outcome, desperately stayed on in hopes of finding proof their candidate should have won. There you had a consortium of a dozen major news outlets. They spent more than $1 million and a year of effort only to reluctantly concede that Bush had won after all. Now, 20 years later, the same companies had not the slightest interest to investigate innumerable reports of election fraud nationwide, while ridiculing all those who wanted to find out what really happened. The performance of the press was shameful 20 years ago. It is repugnant now. The press has decided they're going to tell you what you think. Some of them accidentally say it out loud. It's amazing what happens when the left accidentally verbalizes out loud what they're thinking. Like Terry McAuliffe the other day, where he said, those of you listening in Virginia, did you hear what McAuliffe said, your former governor? He doesn't think the parents of the school children in Virginia should have a say-so at all in what they're taught in school. That's why you have a board of education. It's astounding. It is astounding. Mika Brzezinski one time on Morning Joe, she got out there and said, they're not the ones that tell them their opinion. We tell them their opinion. We tell them what to think. Okay, thanks, girl. Appreciate that. Appreciate that honesty. Just like a broken clock, right? Twice a day. So, this is the biggest threat to the Republic today. We know what the left is trying to do. Some of you, though, still think the magic box knows all. And you really should divorce yourself from that. You can't do any critical thinking by taking your information from that. There are other sources. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Let's do it one more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. We had the uniform, whatever it is. We had the UCR, the crime report from the FBI. I can't remember what they call that. Why did that just escape me? Uniform crime report. Excuse me. Goodness gracious. For 2020, that came out. Interesting. It's really interesting. And it's quite telling. If you know what you read, homicides in the U.S. spiked by 30% in 2020. Crime went up. Violent crime went up by 29% in 2020. Main takeaway: we saw almost uniform increases across America in the murder rate. That's disturbing. The fact that big cities, small cities, suburbs, and rural areas in both blue and red states experienced similar increases in homicide suggests that nationwide events or trends were behind the rise. First thing up would have to be the COVID-19 crisis. All that locked-in stuff. But you can't just look at one thing. If you listen to criminologists, they know that homicide rates are affected by a number of factors. And what happened in 2020 was a confluence of events that created the perfect conditions for a spike in murder. Now, COVID-19 likely did have an impact. Everybody was under, and still today, to a certain degree, depending on who you are, you may still be under increased psychological and financial pressure during the pandemic. Criminologists refer to this as the strain theory, as a way to explain some criminal behavior. Stressors like unemployment and isolation and uncertainty about the future can lead to an increased frustration and anger. People experiencing those negative emotions are more prone to turn to crime when they lack access to more positive coping mechanisms. And previous research has shown how financial stressors and a lack of social support work together to influence the overall homicide rate. Well, it's not a new thing, and this is why most of your youth in the inner city goes to gangs. Exactly why. Financial stressors and lack of social support. Throw in there lack of, no family structure and lack of educational opportunity. Perfect, perfect recipe for that. Coffee is my love. Now, the pandemic wasn't the only major event of 2020. Because in May of 2020, George Floyd died while in the care of the police in Minneapolis. There are many people that refer to that as a murder. And the large-scale protests that followed sparked a police legitimacy crisis. And in short, this means citizens' trust in police was diminished. Now, when that happens, you also have an opposite effect that happens equal, but opposite effect that happens within the police. When the trust in the police falls as dramatically as it did following Floyd's murder, the general public may become less likely to call 911 to report crimes or otherwise engage with the criminal justice system. Research by Desmond Ang at Harvard University, suggests that after Floyd's death, 911 calls dropped significantly in the 8 cities he and his colleagues studied. High-profile cases of police brutality are also associated with what has become known as the Ferguson effect, in which police officers make fewer stops that occasionally result in illegal guns being taken off the street. Research shows that violent crime is the purview of a very small number of people. And if this small group felt emboldened as a result of the legitimacy crisis, then it might help explain the increase in homicide, wherever those people are. Which we know where they are, by the way. Richard Rosenfield, a criminologist at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, cited the Ferguson effects as a factor in the 17% hike in homicides recorded in U.S. cities after Michael Brown was shot by a police officer in the Missouri city in 2014. Now, there's also evidence that gun carrying increased in 2020. And this is not the type of gun carrying where it's me and you that we go out, we buy a gun, we go take a class, we carry, we get a permit, and we carry a gun legally. Crime analyst Jeff Asher and data scientist Rob Arthur found that in 10 cities, although police made fewer arrests in 2020, the number of gun seizures went up. This suggests that more people were illegally carrying guns in 2020. And research has long confirmed that gun ownership or gun possession by the illegal is linked to higher rates of firearm homicide. So when there's more guns in the hands of emboldened offenders, then the likely result is more attempted and completed murders. Now, some interesting things to consider that goes along with this, though, is this. Despite this uptick in crime, we still maintained a 387.8 violent crime offenses per 100,000 inhabitants. Rape and robbery went down, while murder and assault went up. So half of violent crime dropped, half of violent crime went down, went up. The number of police currently on the street today went down. There were, in 2020, 13,377 law enforcement agencies reported their staffing levels to the FBI. As of October 31st, 2020, they all collectively employed 696,644 sworn officers, 309,135 civilians, a rate of 3.4 employees per 1,000 inhabitants. Now, at 900,000 federal, state, and local cops, you had one cop for every 19,000 people. That has gone down. When you look at the amount, and here's the other problem, and this is part of the Ferguson effect. This is also part of the Soros DA funding thing that's a new phenomenon. By violent crime offense, the arrest rate for murder and non-negligent manslaughter was 3.8 per 100,000 inhabitants. Rape, 6.3. Robbery, 21.0. And aggravated assault, 116 per 100,000 inhabitants. So a lot of these things, there's not even, you know, the arrest rate for murder is 3.8. That means most people committing murder are getting away with it. They estimated that in 2020, law enforcement made 7.6 million arrests, excluding those for traffic violations. And, you know, I don't know how that compares with last year. In 2020, there was an estimated 1,277,696 violent crimes. When compared with the estimates from 2019, the estimated number of robbery offenses fell 9.3%. The estimated volume of rape decreased 12%. The estimated number of aggravated assault offenses rose 12.1%. And the volume of murder and non-negligent manslaughter offenses increased 29.4%. That is troubling. So there's a lot, you know, you got to look at the details. We are still, though, it's not all of this in aggregate means that in 2020 violent crime was up 5.6% from the 2019 number, but murder was up 30%. Devil's always in the details. Keep your eyes open. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.